Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to help us with our worship time. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for being a God that would save sinners. We thank you that you are providing a building for us, Lord, to meet in. All the things to be thankful for, a lot of things to be thankful for. Thank you for the Bible class, Lord. And I do pray for, especially for all the young parents here, Lord, or parents-to-be, that they remember these things, retain these things, and then actually put them into practice. Sometimes it's easy to know the things, the right thing to do, and then not put it into practice as a parent. So I pray you would help them with that, Lord, and guide them. And I pray now, Lord, as we look at these songs and sing them to you, that we can just clear our minds and think about these words, think about you, and actually worship you, Lord. Worship means to tell you what you're worth, and that we would sing to you like you're worth everything to us, Lord. Help us to do that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this first song here, it's talking about the Lord and how holy He is, right? Holy is like He's pure, He's perfect, He's good, He's righteous, right? But one part of this song that I was looking at, in the third paragraph and the second line, it says, "Though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see." Or in regular talk, you might say, because of our sinful eyes, we don't see the glory of God like we should, right? And one of the reasons that I think this is, see, we're sinful, right? And we have, our eyes are sinful and we look at things the wrong way. And so one of the reasons I think that we don't see the glory of God and see how holy He is because we're too busy looking at ourselves and thinking how good we are, right? Thinking how righteous we are and thinking about our good things, right? I mean, how often do you hear this? Oh, Mary, she's such a good person and she has such a good heart. You know what? The Bible says that no one's good. And the Bible says the heart is wicked, right? That's what God wrote down in His book. No one's good and our hearts are wicked, right? See, all of our holiness and all of our goodness, in the end, if we don't have Christ, all of our goodness wrapped up is only going to get us thrown into hell without Christ. See, we can't look for our own holiness and look at our own selves. We have to look at the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to seek His righteousness and seek His holiness. Because without His holiness and without His righteousness in us, we don't go to heaven. So we want to just seek Him and His righteousness because that is the only way to be with God the Father.
Our tongue shall rise.
They say there's two things in life that are sure: death and taxes. Well, I disagree. Neither one of those are for sure. Because in the Bible, there were three guys that didn't die. God just took them up. One guy's name was Enoch in Genesis. Another guy's name was Elijah in 2 Kings. And another guy was Melchizedek in Genesis and in Hebrews. Those guys didn't have a death, right? They're just taken up. So it's not for sure. I mean, most people do die. But if God wants to just take somebody up, he can do that. So that's not for sure. And taxes? All kind of people that cheat under taxes and don't pay taxes, right? It's not for sure. You can find a way to not pay taxes if you try real hard. You just don't want to go to jail doing it, right? But anyway, those are two things that are not for sure. There's only one thing that's for sure. One thing. It's in this song right here. Because in Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11, it says this: therefore, God exalted him, talking about Jesus. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So see, that's the only thing that's for sure, is that every tongue will confess him as Lord. But it happens in two different ways. One, you hear about Jesus, you hear about the gospel, and you learn that he died on the cross and will pay for your sins, and if you put your trust and your faith in him and not yourself, you can be forgiven of your sins, and you confess him as Lord, and you let him rule your life while you're here on earth. That's one way. He's your Savior, he's your Lord, and you confess that, right? That's one way. The other way is this: it'll happen after you die, but then it's too late. See, God, and there's not going to be an excuse. Well, I didn't know I was supposed to make my Lord. No, God's going to take away every excuse you have as to why you didn't follow Jesus in this life. He rose from the dead. He's the giver of life. And you're going to have no excuse when you face God why you didn't confess him as Lord now. But see, then when you are dead and you're facing God on judgment day, you will confess him as Lord, because you'll see, yeah, he is Lord. God made him the ruler over everything. I messed up. I did not follow Jesus in my life. And it's going to be too late. And then you're going to be judged and sent to hell. But see, the thing is, you can confess him as Lord in this life right now. So my advice to you is, don't make the mistake of leaving this planet without confessing Jesus as your Lord while you're here. So, some of you in here know I like to drive. It's fun for me. I like to drive. My dad started letting me drive when I was really young, right? Couldn't wait to get my driver's license. And, you know, when I got my driver's license, I like to drive, and I like to have fun driving. I'll just put it that way. Like doing burnouts and doing cookies and drag racing and going fast and all that stuff. Well, I had my license for 3 months and I lost it. I got two tickets right away. Boom, boom. Lost my license in 3 months. Here I am, 16, pedaling my bike to work. You know, it was embarrassing. I had 5 tickets before I turned 18. Yeah, wow. Yeah, right. So, anyway, I'm not trying to promote crazy driving, but it's what I did. And see, back in the day when I was growing up, when you got a ticket, you went to court and you had to face the judge, right? And every time it's like, oh, what's my penalty going to be? What condemnation am I going to face from this judge? How many points are going to be taken off my license? What's the fine going to be, right? All that, I hated that feeling of what's going to come, right? The condemnation, the penalty for my wrongdoing. And it made me think, though, when I looked at this song here, see the fourth paragraph down, first line, first half, no condemnation, now I dread. See, every time I went to court, I dreaded the condemnation coming. But you know, if you're a Christian, you don't have to dread any condemnation when you die. None. Zero. See, and this song says, and can it be? Yes, it can be that you will not face any penalty for any sin that you've ever committed. Right? It's amazing, right, that God would have this love, like this song says, amazing love, that God would do that for us. But see, listen, and it doesn't just happen. You don't just go to God and he goes, when you die, you go up there and, oh yeah, you forget it, no condemnation. No. We have time in this life, like the other song said about making Jesus your Lord. See, we have to go to the Lord and confess our sins to him, repent of our ways of living, repent and confess to him, yeah, my way's wrong, your way's right, and can it be that you'll forgive me if I do that? Yes, it can be. You can be forgiven and have no condemnation, only if you follow Jesus Christ. All right? So listen, if you want to be relieved, look. I before I got saved, there's a lot of things in my head like, man, am I going to have to pay for these sins? I've done a lot of sinful things, right? And now I don't have to. And it doesn't promote sinning. It's not that. It's not, well, I'm going to be forgiven, so I can just do what I want. No. When you see the love of Christ, this amazing love like this song talks about, and that he would love a sinner like me, it promotes you to want to please him. And you actually sin less, right? And you're striving for holiness, right? So listen, just know this, that you don't have to be condemned for your sins if you follow Jesus. If you don't follow Jesus, you will be condemned for your sins. So I encourage everybody again, follow the Lord Jesus so you face no condemnation.
Before we leave you, our sins.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we are grateful that you took the condemnation that we deserve, that you suffered in my place, Lord. You took the wrath of the Father for every sin I committed, and then you gave me your righteousness, Lord. And it's an amazing thing to think that God would pour his wrath on his Son for a sinner like me. But I am grateful, Lord. It's an amazing thing, and we are grateful for that, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that if there's anybody here today that doesn't know what you did when you were on that cross and what was going on there, Lord, I pray you'd reveal it to them, that you were suffering in the place of men so that they don't have to go to hell. That's what you were doing. And we are grateful for that, Lord. We're grateful for that amazing love, Lord. And now, Lord, I just pray, Lord, as we have a sermon prepared for us by Dorian, that we would be listening and eager to hear what you want us to hear today. Help us, Lord. Give us ears to hear so that we can learn more about you. In Jesus' name, amen.